I'm Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. Last year, our New Hope Apartments program assisted 900 individuals with case management and rapid rehousing, plus additional support such as employment services, childcare, counseling, substance abuse treatment, and more as they work toward greater self-sufficiency. Join me as I welcome Camille Richardson and Delois Crosby to discuss how this program accompanies Chicagoans through difficult times and onto a brighter future. We're so delighted to have you on the show today. Camille, can we start with you? Can you share with our audience how and when the New Hope program started at Catholic Charities?
Absolutely. So New Hope Apartments started 37 years ago. Well, almost 37 years ago. It started in 1987. And one of the reasons that it started was because suburban Cook County did not want to build shelters for those that were experiencing homelessness. So Catholic Charities collaborated with some of the parishes to assist some of the clients that were experiencing homelessness. And they decided to put them in different apartments to pay their rent, to furnish their homes. We later wrote a grant, collaborated with HUD, and the rest is history.
What a great, great start to the program, keeping people integrated in the community instead of putting them in shelters. That's such a logical solution. Can you describe what are the main goals of the program?
Well, some of the main goals of the program is to assist clients to become self-sufficient. We understand that they might have had a hiccup in their life, and we're here to motivate them, encourage them, to provide them as many resources as we possibly can, so they'll be in a better position than they were when they leave, before they came in here. They're going to be in a better position. So we try to give them a plethora of resources, tools, so they can become self-sufficient.
Well, and I know oftentimes someone can become homeless overnight, right? They're on the verge of homelessness for a while, and then all of a sudden they find themselves in that situation. How quickly can Catholic Charities usually assist when they step in to help someone get established in a new home?
Well, okay, go ahead, Dolores.
So there is a process in order to connect to our services. There is a system we work with called coordinated entry. But once they're matched to our program, we're able to immediately engage with them, join an intake, learning what their needs are, what are their barriers, using a strength-based approach so that we can collaborate with them. It's a partnership. It's a true partnership because we're here to support them. But they know what they want. They know what their goals. They know what communities they want to live in. And we work with them to immediately connect them to landlords, assessing, you know, does the community have the transportation needs of meet the transportation needs of the family? Does it have access to viable food resources and nutrition? And like Ms. Camille stated, we're on the race that's running, connecting to all the community-based resources that we can so that they can maintain their stability.
And Delois, can you talk a little bit more about the circumstances or the unfortunate life experiences that cause someone to become homeless, and like I said, in a very short time, sometimes overnight?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, this is one of the things that literally does happen overnight. It could be the death of a loved one, loss of employment, the death of a child, and not having the necessary counseling resources to help someone actually just mitigate, you know, processing through it. So it could be just simply a loss of income in that situation. Domestic violence, unfortunately, is one of the main reasons we see for homelessness right now, as well as others. You know, it could be poor, you know, finance management, poor psychological management that leads to someone becoming homeless. So unfortunately, it's something that can happen to any of us.
Yeah. And so, Camille, you know, the first goal is to establish a new home for someone. Can you talk to a little bit about how you find apartments for our guests? Is it based on their requests or availability or both?
It's basically a combination of both. When we have a client and they're coming and we're trying to assist them with finding an apartment, we want them to be comfortable because we want them to be in the program successfully. So we try our best to try to accommodate them. We're trying to find an apartment on the side of town that they're comfortable with. So we have a list of landlords that we work with. And if we have a unit in that area or the side of town that client feels comfortable with, we reach out to that landlord and see if they have any availability. We also make sure that we inspect that unit to make sure that unit is going to be safe for that client, to make sure that that unit is going to be comfortable and it fits that client's family dynamics.
Well, and you're also looking to make sure the appliances are working and that the heat is working in the winter and the air conditioning in the summer, right? Or ventilation, that some of those basics, I know those apartment checks are helpful in that regard too, right, Camille?
Absolutely. We walk in there with the clients. We do a walkthrough ourselves because we want to minimize the times that the client calls us in with different complaints. So we want to make sure that everything is straight through the door. So heating, the appliances, the water, utilities, we want to make sure everything is up and running from that client for that client so that client can focus on becoming self-sufficient and focus on other things that they failed to focus on while they were going through their period of homelessness.
And Delois, that's really where the Catholic Charities Network comes in, isn't it? That once you get someone stabilized in an apartment, you know, we have a wonderful network of resources to gently ask someone, you know, if they might want to partake in counseling or any of our other services, as Camille said, to get their life on track wholly, right? Can you talk a little bit about how you gently and then help them understand what's available to them and then help them get connected to those other resources at Catholic Charities?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we are blessed with as an agency is having a lot of services in-house and being able to tap into those services and connect people immediately. So immediately once we do get a referral in their house, one of our first recommendations is counseling. Whether or not they, you know, think that that's something that's going to immediately solve their issues or not, we always make the recommendation. A lot of time, that's the catapult. That begins the catapult. And when they're able to sit down and talk and process what's causing them or land them in the situations they're in so that they can start rebuilding their lives and making positive decisions for themselves to recover and maintain their stability. But in addition to not only housing, the counseling services that's connected to housing, we do have the benefit of our food pantry. A lot of the families that we serve, even though they have SNAP benefits, the SNAP benefits aren't enough to actually meet the nutritional needs of their family. So they're still going to the food pantry and being able to coordinate with them. So when we have a family that's having an emergency situation or lacks food, we're able to go get food boxes and transport them to our participants' homes. As well as the clothing services, we have clothing room in Cicero that we use quite often, and we're able to get, you know, immediate needs, again, immediately met. We don't have to go through another agency. We don't have to put in paperwork. We can literally make a phone call and make a connection to resources. So it's a blessing to have all those services in-house. But we also champion our community partners, especially when it comes to mental health, because a lot of times not everyone is able to benefit from the hybrid method of counseling. They prefer to be in person. So we are able to champion those community-based resources as well to connect them to services within their community. So we're quite grateful to have the support that we have and have access to the resources that we have.
But I'd also have to say that it takes two skilled people like you to know when to tap someone into the Catholic Charities resources versus seeking assistance from our outside partners. So I give both of you credit because I know you're both so experienced and skilled in what you do that you know when to use either, when to help ask around at the Catholic Charities Network and when to reach out to those community partners. Camille, can you also talk about how New Hope is the same and different from other Catholic Charities homelessness prevention programs?
Well, some of the whole goal is to try to provide housing. But what makes New Hope different is because we strive to provide extensive case management services with our clients. We engage with them several times a month to see exactly where they're at, what type of progress they're making. We provide each of our clients with a job developer. So if searching for a job or lacking a job skills is something that they need, our job developer is here for them, you know, to help them with creating a resume, tap into what they naturally like to do in life. Because we all know the saying, if you find something that you really enjoy doing, it doesn't seem like work. So we offer that. Each client has their own job developer. Like Dolores said, we encourage our clients to participate in counseling services. And that's another thing that helps. They might not think, you know, initially that they need counseling or need a private therapist. But once they start it, you know, I get comments all the time, how much it has helped them navigate through life, how much it has helped them talk to someone that is neutral and non-biased. So those are some of the things that separate us from other home prevention programs.
And those are very special, important differences that you mentioned. You know, Dolores, can one of the other community partners that we are all familiar with is the Furniture Bank. Can you talk about Catholic Charities' partnership with them and how they're instrumental in helping get these apartments up and going for our guests?
Absolutely. Thank you for even mentioning them. The shout out to Chicago Furniture Bank. They're absolutely amazing. The process of doing the referral is such an ease, and it just alleviates so much frustration for the family. So having an apartment is wonderful, but if you don't have a bed to sleep on, you don't have a kitchen table to feed your children on, it makes things a little bit more difficult. A lot of folks are grateful to have the apartment, but being able to provide them with those basic furniture needs that families need to rebuild themselves is absolutely amazing.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.